Mexico is now the third country with more than 200,000 deaths from COVID-19, joining the United States and Brazil at that grim milestone. But critics say the real death toll in Mexico is even higher. The BBC's Will Grant joins us from Mexico City. Will, is there any evidence that the government there is undercounting the number of people killed by COVID?
Well, the federal government of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador stopped publishing the figures of excess deaths in Mexico towards the end of last year, about autumn of last year. And so we haven't been able to really get a handle on that figure. But in Mexico City, obviously a huge capital city with, you know, upwards of 12 to 15 million people in it, the excess deaths figure is around 46% higher than it was in the same period last year. So a lot of people have been using those figures, have been collating them with figures in different states to suggest that the actual figure, basically that Mexico passed that 200,000 milestone quite some weeks ago, and in fact now is probably far closer to 300,000, which, if true, is obviously a very, very worrying figure. And of course, would take into account the fact that so many people, and there is evidence to support this, are simply dying at home and never making it to the hospitals in the first place.
Well, along those lines, we're reading an Associated Press account that includes a quote from a funeral home worker who says he's seeing households with two, three people all at once dying from COVID. What is happening in Mexico right now? Is this a full-blown additional wave of the pandemic?
I think I'm reminded of an interview and a conversation I had with a young man who had COVID. He got it and got it very, very badly. And the only person who was able to look after him was his mother, because he couldn't find a bed. He didn't have insurance. He couldn't find a bed in the public hospitals, so had to ride it out at home. In the process of looking after him, his mother, who was obviously a more vulnerable age, got it. And they simply couldn't find a hospital for her, despite trying 50 in Mexico City and surrounding states. When they did eventually find a bed for her, it was essentially too late. And I think that kind of image, that kind of story, is a good example of what many, many, many thousands of families, not just in the capital, Mexico City, where I am, but across the country, have been through.
Will, here in the U.S., we have vaccines rolling out from Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, and so we know the U.S. is shipping more than a million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Mexico. Is that helping with the rollout there?
I think anything would be welcomed at this stage. Mexico has been characterized as reacting very, very slowly, I think, in the vaccination program. And I think that has been a frustration for so many. And they look at, say, Chile, which is leading the region, arguably leading the world in vaccinating its population in a timely fashion, in a well-organized fashion. But the reality is this is a complex country with very, very different realities from one end of it to the other. And it isn't an easy place to sort of join up. Nevertheless, I do think it is a fair criticism that there hasn't been enough preparation, there hasn't been enough forward thinking. And although that million or so doses that you mentioned is always going to be helpful, they need a heck of a lot more, and they need them quickly.
The BBC's Will Grant in Mexico City. Will, thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure, as always.